Hello, everyone. Thank you for tuning in again. I apologize for the inconsistency of posts over the past year, but as you'll learn from my YouTube and from other social media outlets, I have made a giant leap and moved to Costa Rica full-time. So I'm near the Pacific coast between two major known towns of Jaco and Capos or Manuel Antonio, and also Dominical are about equidistant. In a small little farm town that used to be a bustling fishing city, marina city, but now is home to cowboys, literally cowboys, and tons of really huge fruit farms, dole plantations, big brands that you know grow a lot of their organic top quality produce down here in Costa Rica and actually in my neighborhood, which is really cool. So my neighborhood itself is a small farm as well. I have cattle farm to one side, horses and a rodeo to the other side, a papaya farm behind me, and then my property itself is a few acres that contains about 70 or 80 now variations of fruit trees, vegetables, and medicinal herbs, and I'm continuing to plant more and more so that the whole property becomes a food forest within a few years. So that said, it brings me to the nature or the reconstruction of this podcast. I have continued to meet tons of notable, really inspirational humans down here. But before I set up these, you know, seven questions about flying, essentially, I would like to really dive into the subjects that led me to the understanding of the consciousness of flying and what has created a lot of success for me and even more happiness. Because ultimately, any success that we achieve in life, the end goal would be our personal happiness. But if we are able to cultivate a lifestyle that elicits that happiness all the time, then success is just a compliment, a cherry on top of what we already have, rather than a route to get to what we want and what we need. So that said, I have restructured my entire reality since I was about 18 to accommodate where I am now, which is super awesome because I've actually reached my goal, my destination, my dream, and now I can, okay, build the plan from here. What do I want to manifest now that I'm in the perfect space, in the perfect place, in the perfect time? I'm very grateful. That said, what I'm going to be speaking over or about over the next few months are a lot of the things that helped me align, the lessons, the sciences, the mathematics, the spiritual teachings, the kind of mental focus points, things that very successful people have said, hey, these are the 10 things that made me successful. These are the 20 things. I'm going to share those things that I found and studied over the years that have helped me align my consciousness to that vibration. So hopefully anyone listening to this will also be able to align themselves or take the seed that I give you and, you know, dive a little deeper into, you know, what that is. So if I mention a person's name, I highly encourage you to look into that person and see what else they've contributed to the world, what they've written, what they recommend reading, what they're investing in. Check it all out, because the best way for us to manifest a specific reality or a certain reality that we want is to mirror. We're really good human beings at mirroring other living things and applying what we observe to our own self. So the easiest way to gain success is to either surround yourself with successful people or happy people and adapt their traits, their behaviors, their habits, the way they speak, self-talk, speak to others, practices they may follow. I highly recommend aligning yourself to your idols and not just, oh my gosh, I'm following their Instagram account, but oh, this is what they do when they wake up in the morning. This is what they do before they go to sleep at night. And then what they do all in between determines their lifestyle. So that said, let's dive right into it. The art of flying. Thank you guys for tuning back in. Something I'd like to start with right now is something that's meant a lot in my life. It's continued to show up time and time again in very important parts and periods of my existence in my life. And it has led me to goodness, awareness, understanding, peace, all the things that I would imagine others hope to obtain as well. this tool, which is absolutely what it is, it's a mystical spiritual tool that can help everyone and anyone align their will more harmoniously, without distraction, without confusion. It's almost like accessing a secret code that the universe has put out there for those willing to find it. And once you have the secret code, it accelerates the pace of your manifestation capability, if that makes any sense. Hopefully it did. That said, we're going to discuss the Sri Yantra, or the Sri Chakra, which is a sacred geometric pattern that sages of the Siddha Yoga lineage and their disciples have used to unravel the secrets of the universe for millennia. Backtrack about 15 years, or even more now, 17, 18 years, I was in a deadly car accident, catastrophic scene where I broke my neck, my back, third-degree burns all over my body, 500 stitches because my head was torn off, all this other crap that sucked. But what was really cool was this woman who saved me was a Siddha yoga practitioner, and she just came from the worldwide guru's birthday party moments before she rescued me, and she was in all her Siddha yoga spiritual garb. So the Sri Yantra has continued to find me ethereally in this earth plane. People walk up to me and have it on their necklace, and these people become significant people in my life, and we learn with each other. And this Sri Yantra is as if one of the symbols from the Doctor Strange movies, the Marvel movies. It actually is, and there's science to it, and there's mathematics to it, so let me get back into it. A diagram formed by interlocking 9 triangles radiating from a centered dot. It is a geometric pattern that the Advaita Vedanta sages say is the key to mastering the science of creation of what you want and destruction of what you don't want. So it's almost like a secret key given by the divine creator that allows us to manifest or destroy at will when we understand it. We cannot, of course, explain the majesty, supremacy, and significance of the Sri Yantra in a write-up, but we will try to shed some light on this geometric pattern that most followers of the Dharma are simply unaware of. So I just quoted someone who is a teacher of the Sri Yantra, and now I'll get back into a little bit of the description. Small amount of people that are well acquainted with the spiritual, geometric, mystical pattern are either associated with a yogi or the Siddha yoga lineage, or they follow the Tantra. This is also mentioned in the Tantra. That's where I first discovered it a few months after recovering from my accident when I was in college. The Tantra taught me everything about how to use energy, life force energy, to heal parts of my body that were permanently damaged, supposedly, to heal parts of my brain, to elicit electrical circuits growing in you know, my neuropathy, we can say. It allowed an opportunity for me to truly understand human consciousness without... So let me put it in a metaphor like this. I was finally in the house of energy, whereas before I had only been taught that we could look in through windows and see different aspects of it, but we weren't ever really truly allowed to dive into it. And Tantra taught me that we are already in it. We're in an ocean of it, and the ocean is also within us, and it's just now we have to understand the physics. And the writers of the Tantra and the Vedas had spent thousands of years building upon lessons of other sages and scientists and mystics and resolving facts, eternal, unchanging truths about energy and life in this solar system, in this universe, in this earth plane. And they left us the lessons. So the Tantra was one of the most amazing teachings I ever studied, and that's where I discovered first the Sri Yantra. So here, on this paper I found, this writing, which is really awesome, it goes over 10 amazing facts about the Sri Yantra, which they call the king of all sacred geometries. So the Sri Yantra represents the microcosmic level of the universe, as well as the human body, which, depending on your understanding of the universe and fractals and how everything is manifesting, we are the microcosm of the macrocosm that would be the divine creator or a higher self or a consciousness that exists outside of time and space that has allowed us to manifest here. Each circuit in a Sri Yantra corresponds to one of the chakras in the human body. I apologize. My dogs are barking in the back. They're getting all excited. An ever-rotating and expanding Sri Yantra represents the universe. The morning sounds of Costa Rica. Om, or as it said, Om, pulled out a little bit, sounded in a tonoscope, which is an instrument used to create patterns corresponding to different sounds, creates a geometric pattern very similar to that of Sri Yantra. Is it just a coincidence? I don't think so. So as the sound Om, which is known to be the first sound that created the universe, that set everything into existence, when translated to imagery through a tonoscope, it forms the Sri Yantra. So Om and the Sri Yantra, both very powerful tools to creating or destroying. So waves become matter. Sound waves do manifest into actual matter. Sounds simple. But it's our understanding of what we're using in sound wave, what we're saying, what intention sits behind it, what words we're using, what vowels we're using, what aspects of the word we're hitting higher, how harmonious are we, how tuned in is our throat chakra to where it should be, our vocal cords are trained or are they rough. That's going to determine our ability to manifest or destroy. And it's also why, I've talked about this before, why throughout history, singers, vocalists have been so wildly successful in life. And a lot of the most successful people on the planet, unbeknownst to everybody else, are trained singers because they understand harmony, they understand octaves, they understand that there's levels to this world, and that to maintain yourself in a certain level, you have to maintain a certain note, a certain aspect, a certain set of character for a consistent amount of time and know how to control yourself through that. Otherwise, it's disharmonious sound and nobody's going to want you around in their orchestra, their symphony. This is how life works. There was a doctor, a pioneer in the field of cymatics, which is the science of sound creating material shape or forming geometry based on a specific frequency, or forms, I should say. It was Dr. Hans Henny who first established the correlation in the modern world. Sages in the past had apparently reverse engineered the sacred sound of Om to a geometrical form long time ago. 108, a magical number, is believed to be the numeric representation of the Om and Sri Yantra, which is the visual representation of Om. The chakra is formed by superimposition of 5 downward triangles and 4 upright triangles, a combination of female and male principles or heaven and earth energies. The downward triangles represent the female principle, heaven, Shakti, and the upright triangles represent the male principle, Shiva, earth. All 9 interlocking triangles lead to a creation of 43 smaller triangles. Each one of these represents a deity associated with a certain aspect of the existence. The Sri Yantra is said to represent the infinite power of the goddess. It is the geometric form of the goddess herself. It is not the creation of someone's intellect or mere symbolic of Vedanta's central lessons. The geometry, sages say, appears to self-realized yogis in samadhi, peak meditative state. Now, what's most interesting is I am by no means a self-realized yogi. This symbol started showing up in my mind's eye when I was trying to handle the pain after my accident And I suppose I was using pranayama and meditation techniques, but the symbol was not something I discovered. It came to me, which I would suppose I'm very, very lucky to have that happen. But then that opened a door to a line of shamanic elders and understanding my reincarnations and past incarnations. And that's another story altogether. But what was so amazing was the samadhi was almost passed to me somehow through this woman that saved my life in the accident. Because I never knew what a Sri Yantra was. I never knew what Tantra or Samadhi was or Siddha Yoga. And it almost absorbed into my consciousness, which is actually a thing the Siddha Yogis believe, that someone's awareness of consciousness can be transferred to another person or living thing through a process called Shaktipat. So what I learned, I guess, and determined or unraveled was that during this accident of mine, this Shaktipat was transferred into my body either through this woman, through her guru, or through the spirits and my line of elders and ancestors. But the Sri Yantra, which is worshipped and meditated upon in three forms, the 2D form and two different 3D forms, one a pyramidal form and one a spherical form, is something that just started showing up to me everywhere I went. And I would bring it up to people and nobody knew what I was talking about. So that led me into studies of physics and Euclidean elements and geometry, the Platonic solids, which are now tattooed all over my body because I realized these were the building blocks of the universe we live in. And somehow my mind developed the ability to see on the quantum microscopic, beyond microscopic level, the quantum level, where these particles were interacting with space and creating forms through almost a magical process that I didn't quite yet understand. It was like these little shapes created sparks, and those sparks had different colors and intensities, and then they would magnetize other little shapes and particles in, and when a certain amount of them got together, they would form a physical compound, and then that eventually would create a living thing. And then it was astounding that that had gotten so far that it created a complex human being that then opened this vortex, this channel up for divine consciousness to enter the body, and hence man being the microcosm of the macrocosm. It's almost like an hourglass where the sand is coming from the divine realm, and when we align our part of the bottom half of the hourglass properly, the sand fills us up, and all of that divine energy is now with us here on earth. And that's something that Om, Sri Yantra, and a lot of these processes have the capability of activating in the human that practices it. But somehow I didn't have to engage in 30 years of yoga for this to happen. It was an awakening. So maybe I did the work in a past life. Maybe I just got lucky. And when I was in the accident, someone was wearing this Sri Yantra necklace and it was embedded in my mind permanently. Who knows? Something happened that is not explainable by the way that we've been taught the world, but Sri Yantra has become the most important symbol and one of the most important symbols in my reality. There are a few, but I keep the Sri Yantra hanging in, one's in my bedroom, I believe, one is in my living room, so it's always in eyes view, and I have it tattooed on myself as well. And yeah, so anyway, that's the selfish bit of it, but it's done a lot of good for me, and I just want to express how much good this symbol alone, or repeating Om and other mantras. One of the ones that, you know, has really helped me a lot is Om Mani Padme Hum. There's something real magical about that when you repeat that a few times and observe what starts happening around you in the physical universe. Things change very quickly, in a very curious way. So back to the Sri Yantra. It's much like a pilgrimage for a yogi. With each step, the yogi ascends from the base towards the center, ultimately uniting with the universe. So I was lucky enough that this just happened because the universe needed me to align some reason. The Sri Yantra maps a seeker's spiritual journey from the earthly plane to final enlightenment, from the outer rectangles to the central dot, also known as the center of the universe, the place of origin and unity where one merges with supreme consciousness. The mathematics involved in the creation of this geometrical calculation is so complex that the mathematicians are often baffled how ancient Vedic people could have done it without knowledge of present-day mathematics. Pi, phi, the golden ratio or Fibonacci series, this geometric pattern known to the Vedic sages for millennia has everything in it. And we are just, in modern age, starting to uncover the secrets of phi and pi, or phi and pi, I'm sorry. Which, ironically, I can't pronounce them, but they've been tattooed on me for 15 years. I can't pronounce them. It's pi and phi. Now, it's interesting. I am going to dive deeper into pi and phi in another episode because they have a whole lot to share. Phi itself is what is known as the Fibonacci spiral or the golden spiral in the universe. And that's how plants grow. That's how things come into manifestation. So if you understand phi, like the Sri Yantra is a magical symbol for creation or destruction almost instantly. But phi will teach you how everything in this universe grows. Like literally everything grows through a phi process. So if you understand phi and the proportions and the calculations and the formula, you'll understand how quickly plants can grow. You'll understand how to accelerate fruit growth, flowering. That's just specific to what I'm doing here in Costa Rica right now. And phi has taught me more about farming than almost any book I've read that goes over all these different lessons and, you know, trial experiments that people are doing. If you just understand phi and you watch the plants, they'll actually speak to you and tell you what to do with them so that they can be as successful as possible. So it's super cool, phi as well as Sri Yantra. And then we'll get into pi later and you know, exactly what pi can open us up to. I'll just touch upon it a little bit, but pi creates portals. Pi can create a link between two points in space that are completely disconnected. So a quantum entanglement tunnel or a quantum entanglement door, almost a doorway or a gateway. The pi element, I guess we could call it that, right? The pi element in the universe is what allows or what will allow us to create these portals, whether astrally or physically, depending on the technologies we start to develop through understanding of pi. There are obviously beings on this planet that are diving into this stuff, advanced physicists and chemists that are probably doing some pretty magical things behind closed doors right now. But it would be really cool if the collective consciousness understood pi and phi and, you know, can manifest what they want at will and eliminate negative things through like a downward spiral and sending it down and rising themselves and their consciousness up through the upward spiral, which is what phi does. It doesn't just create a two-dimensional spiral. It's creating the Jacob's ladder to heaven or hell, depending on how we're determining our reality. We're creating our reality intentionally or unintentionally. So anyway, pi can create portals. Let's move back on. Computers can create this Sri Yantra pattern with great ease today, but if someone were to do it on paper and no help from computers, it would take a lifetime of trials for a normal person, which is so interesting because there's a common explanation given by some mathematicians is that the ancient Indians were good at utilizing their power of imagination, where in modern day we have kind of lost that ability because we rely on external technology so much. Almost a reward of turning away from external technology is that your energies will start to refocus themselves on the internal faculties that have been dormant and undeveloped for so many years, decades, generations, and they will start to reactivate. So these dormant facilities that just were forced to activate after my horrible, crazy accident, in other people, they can be developed. We just really need to consciously focus on not using computers, cell phones, things that are external, and developing the ability to do these communications internally. It's completely possible. We just have to flip perspective. Because 100 years ago, if somebody told you computers and cell phones were possible, you would have said absolutely not. It is definitely more feasible to communicate telepathically or than it is to use a cell phone. So things change very quickly. This will be the next change, but it's not the first time it's happened here on the planet. So let's repeat these lessons and opportunities and not lose our capabilities because we're valuing something externally more than we do what is existing internally. For yogis, the Sri Yantra is much like a tuning fork that helps connect them to universal consciousness, which I absolutely agree with. It is very much a tuning fork of a tool for consciousness. The Sri Yantra is essentially like a machine that absorbs the cosmic energy. It is said to be the geometric representation of the most sacred sounds in the universe combined into a single image. Just think about that for a second. The Sri Yantra itself is an image that is composed of the most beautiful, harmonious sounds of the whole universe. But you don't hear a sound. You look at the image, and it's as if the symphony is existing in your soul, your consciousness, your spirit, your mind, and your heart, all at the same time. And it instantly brings you an upgrade. Now, if that sentence right there does not beckon you to go look at the Sri Yantra, I don't know what will, and this is probably the wrong podcast for you. But hopefully, all of you are typing into Google Sri Yantra and looking at it and saving images to your phone. And every day, when you need some really good, positive inspiration and a tool that will 100% help you, take a look at that Sri Yantra. Look into it. Dive deeper into the teachings and the seriousness of it, because it is like having a hammer when nobody else knows what a hammer is. You become a very helpful person. You become a very capable person. Life will improve for you because now you can build a house. Now you can build this. Now you can fix this. You can help others. The Sri Yantra is a super tool. We all need it. Spread it to anybody who you think might be interested, because it's going to create an upgraded consciousness on our entire planet. I'm not hoarding information. I've spent 15 years utilizing a lot of this stuff for my own personal benefit. I'm here in paradise. I've created my perfect life. I want to help others do it. And this is one of the most important tools to creating the reality that you want, is studying and understanding and keeping the image of the Sri Yantra around you at all times. Other believers hold that having a Sri Yantra poster, or in its 2D form, a Meru, at home or business establishments can bring good luck and dilute negative vibes. While commoners can do that, others can dive deep and try meditating with Sri Yantra for direct experiences. It does good for the environment. It does good for your soul. The determination of how much this beneficially impacts you will be how much you give to your practice, your study, just like anything else. Calculus is tough, but if you understand calculus, you understand stock market, you understand things that can make you billions of dollars. Those people that gave up in calculus in class and said, this is too hard for me, did not reap the benefits of what calculus could bring to them. This is not school. This is not a forced class. This is a choice. But I'm telling you, the benefits of the Sri Yantra to your consciousness, anyone's consciousness, your dog's consciousness, is as significant to a physicist as knowing calculus is. And you are the physicist. You don't have to study calculus. You just have to look at an image called the Sri Yantra. So take, eat, create the best reality that you can imagine for yourself. I love you. So mote it be. Thank you for tuning in.